Dr. Pinsky dictating Mount IME on March 25, regarding James Kilburg, K-I-L-B-U-R-G. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Kilburg, as described in the reports above. But he is now a 58-year-old male who recalls he was injured at work on 6-18-18, but did not indicate in what fashion. Period. He also asserts that in January 2021, he was injured again, also in an unspecified fashion. But as a result of these events, he claims to have injured his back, neck, as well as both shoulders. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment from these events. Period. The paragraph, I was already in receipt of much of the documentation presently provided, so we'll focus primarily on what is new. But this includes his second claim petition, alleging on 1/11/11 he slipped and fell in his truck and injured his lumbar spine and right shoulder. Per the 6/18/18 event, was a motor vehicle accident resulting in injuries to the cervical spine, left shoulder, left hip, and lumbar spine. Period. On 11/17/20, he applied for an increase in his award from the first accident. Period. New paragraph. After the event of 6/18/18, he was seen at Atlanta Care emergency room, where he underwent x-rays of the cervical spine, chest, lumbar spine, and pelvis to be inserted here. Period. He subsequently had x-rays of the hip done on 11/8/18, whose report was previously available. Period. He was then seen on 6/20/18 by Dr. Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, as noted in my prior report. But he was also seen by another orthopedist named Dr. Barr on 7/2/18, period. He had ascertained a history of neck and back issues off and on through the years, but he also had chiropractic treatment in Hamilton, New Jersey, the last session of which was 6 months ago. Period. Dr. Barr diagnosed him with sprains of the cervical lumbar spine, left hip, as well as left clavicle and shoulder sprain. Period. He followed up through 10/17/18. Period. We were only in receipt of the 7/2/18 note previously. Period. Dr. Boer referenced he had an injection to the back from Dr. Pulse, which helped him for a few days. Period. On exam, he had 80% normal range of motion of the lumbar spine. Period. Diagnoses were lumbar sprain with degenerative disc disease. Period. In paragraph on 7/12/18, the petitioner was also seen by an orthopedist named Dr. N-A-K-A-S-H-I-A-N. Period. Scratch that. It is the wrong patient. Dr. Barr's referral, he underwent an MRI of the lumbar spine on 7/26/18 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. After the second subject event, he was referred for lumbar spine x-rays by Dr. DeLaSota, done on 2/16/21 to be inserted here. Period. He underwent a lumbar MRI that same day to be inserted here. Period. CT myelogram was done on 10/4/21 to be inserted here. Period. He was seen directly by Dr. De La Soda on 12-12-18, paired with a previously received of his reports through 1-9-19. Period. Additional records of his show the petitioner saw him again beginning 1-20-21. Period. He presented with the chief complaint of low back pain, having been seen last on 1-19-19. Brady complained of progressively worsening low back pain. Period on 1-11-21, he fell in his work trailer. He went to the emergency room for increased low back pain and shoulder pain. Period prior to the fall, his back pain had been worsening. Period. He was wearing a lumbar brace. Period. Dr. De La Soda referenced the 726 lumbar MRI. Period. His impression was lumbar radiculopathy, for which medications were prescribed. Period. The petitioner then underwent the aforementioned lumbar spine flexion extension x-rays and MRI. Period. He continued to see Dr. De La Soda over the next few months. Period. On 5-19-21, he referenced EMG done by Dr. Gottfried to be inserted as marked. Period. He recommended continuing to stay active and focusing on weight loss. Period. Straight leg raising maneuver was negative at 90 degrees bilaterally. Period. He did return on 9-13-21. When he was referred for a CT myelogram of the lumbar spine noted above. Period on 10-7-21, Dr. De La Soda referenced those results from 10-4-21, period. He concluded there was no surgical pathology on the lumbar myelogram. Period accordingly, he deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement from a neurosurgical perspective. Period. A paragraph he had undergone an EMG by Dr. Gottfried on 5-19-21 to be inserted. Period. Impressions. Sorry, physical exam first. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed callus formation, dirty palms, dirt under the fingernails, and a rough texture to the hands bilaterally. Period. Active shoulder motion was decreased. Period abduction right was 130 degrees and left 140 degrees. Period flexion right was 100 degrees and left 140 degrees. Period motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was to the T12 vertebral level on the right and the L2 vertebral level on the left. Period motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Period manual muscle testing was 5-, resisted right shoulder internal rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive coarse arm reduction maneuver on the right, as well as positive bilateral near impingement and Hawkins maneuvers. Period the remaining provocative maneuvers were negative. Extremities lower, normal spine cervical. Active flexion was 35 degrees, comma, extension 30 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation 15 degrees, comma, right rotation 25 degrees, and left rotation 30 degrees. Thoracic, he was tender on the medial right scapula and the paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasms, but there was none on the left. But he was tender in the midline from T7 through T9, lumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 55 degrees and rise. Pretty sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 25 degrees and extended to 20 degrees, both with tenderness. Period bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. Period. There was mild tenderness to palpation about the sacroiliac joints bilaterally. Period. There was superficial tenderness to palpation about the sciatic notches. Comma. Midline at L2-3 and paravertebral musculature bilaterally in the absence of spasm. Period. say Pine Street Legrand's maneuver on the right at 55 degrees and left at 60 degrees. Elicited only low back discomfort with no radicular complaints below the knees. Period. Impressions. On 6/18/18, James Kilberg was injured at work and will be marked for my prior reports. Period. New paragraph. He subsequently alleged being injured again at work on 1/11/21. Appeared to return to the neurosurgical care of Dr. De La Soda. Period. He had an updated lumbar MRI on 2/16/21 and then a CT myelogram on 10/4/21, both to be inserted here. Period. EMG was done on 5/19/21 to be inserted. Period. Ultimately, Dr. De La Soda deemed he had no surgical lesions and could continue working full duty. Period. He encouraged the petitioner to stay active and undergo weight loss. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found he had decreased range of motion about both shoulders on an active basis. Period. He had skin changes on the hands consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. He had positive responses to provocative maneuvers about both shoulders. Period. He had variable but decreased range of motion about the cervical and lumbar spines. Period. He had superficial tenderness palpations throughout some areas of the lumbar spine in the absence of spasm. Period. Supine straight Legrand's maneuvers elicited only low back tenderness with no radicular complaints. Period. This response is clinically inconsequential. Period. New paragraph. I will offer the same levels of permanency from the 6/18/18 incident as I did in my prior reports. Period. With respect to the 1/11/21 event, there may be some permanency of the right shoulder, but likely the same amount of permanency for the lumbar spine. Period. And